Melissa Levi's new book, Synthetic Soul, is a science fiction thriller published by Tate Publishing at the end of February 2010. From her website, melissalevibook.com, the synopsis goes as follows. From a top-secret laboratory hidden underground in the Egyptian desert comes the Jude Project. The mastermind behind the project, Victor Bazan, has one thing in mind, world domination, and he'll use whatever means required to achieve that, including top-notch surveillance, deception, murder, and illegal cloning. With the perfect representative, his operation will be unstoppable. All he needs now are the right scientists. Levi, a Chattanooga resident, says she began with the last page of this book and worked her way back to the beginning.
When I started thinking about it, it was like, here's the ending. I can just see the ending. And so I wrote the last page, and it sat there for days. And then I just started writing backwards. And then I would read through it, and I'd have to go back a little bit further to explain how I got there.
Levi describes the process of writing Synthetic Soul as a therapeutic one.
I never really thought it would be published after my divorce. It was kind of a therapy, really. You know, I needed an escape. Going through a divorce, small children, trying to get through it. It was kind of an escape. But it's something I always wanted to do, but I never really thought it would happen. I finished it 3 years ago, and my friends were like, send it off, send it off. And I was like, that's what I need, a rejection notice. I sent it off, and the very first publisher, 12 weeks later, FedExed a contract.
Synthetic Soul revolves around the idea of human cloning, and Levi believes that a clone of a human being would merely be a copy and essentially soulless.
Cloning someone, you're making a copy. You're just using the same DNA to make this copy. But the human soul is not unique to DNA. DNA is only the schematic for an organism, for a life. It has nothing to do with your soul. If we made a copy of you, we have to think about the environment that you grew up in and all in the world around you and how it impressed on you. And that would make you a different person. So you actually, a clone could never be the exact as another person. I mean, when you really start and think about that, you can create a copy, but that's all it is a copy. It doesn't have the experiences. It doesn't have all the things that you deal with, because if you created it when you were 20 years old, you were raised 20 years ago. It's a different world, a different thing. So I begin to think about that. It would be different. And I believe that it wouldn't have a soul if it was created in a lab. And I begin to think, okay, the Antichrist. What could be more Antichrist than a clone of Christ? I mean, how much further apart could you get? How much more opposite could you get? And so then it became a lot of research for trying to find not the obvious way to get the blood or the DNA.
Levi believes that the reason that Tate Publishing picked up her book so quickly is because it's an original idea.
And we're kind of on this threshold in the scientific world about, well, how far are we going to go with this, really? And I think it was a novel idea. I don't think many people have thought of the idea of cloning Christ. I don't really think many people think of that. And so I think they saw that it was original, as much as you can be original in 2010.
Levi says that it was suggested to her through research that she pen this book under a man's name or with just her initials in order to ensure its success.
And I know that when people go and look for books, if it has a female's name on it, it's romance, or it's not anything they're going to be interested in. You know, they look for a girl's name when they want a romance or they want something fluffy and things like that. And that's just the way we're conditioned to think. It's just the way it is, because why would a woman, essentially a woman that is not formally educated, how could she write a book about cloning and medical things? And then it just kind of reminded you that it doesn't matter how far along we get. There are still the standards, and there are still the double standard, really, you know, male and female. It just never goes away. So you never would think that it would actually go into the art world. I mean, really, that is supposed to be your expression. That is supposed to be you giving a a part of you. Why would you hide behind anything if you were giving a piece of yourself?
Copies of Synthetic Soul have been sold in Germany, London, and South Korea, and this author attributes the book's popularity in part due to the curiosity that we have as human beings about death.
Death is something that attracts us a lot of times. It's inevitable. We're all going to die. I mean, the Colosseums were full of people to see people die. I mean, it's the same principle. We're very curious. We're all going to end up there, and we want to know what's going to happen. So it's kind of a common draw, I think, for most people. Of course, there are those of us that, you know, get sick to our stomach when we think about it. I'm not one of those, but there are. But it's like a train wreck. You still got to look.
Levi said that she had read somewhere that 33% of what is written in a book is actually about the author and his or her perception of the world.
I think that a lot of me and a lot of working things out in the last 8 years ended up in there.
Synthetic Soul by Melissa Levi is available on her website at www.melissalevibook.com. For more about this author, visit our website at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Vanessa Guilfoyle.
This program is made possible by funding from listeners just like you who support public radio. Around and About is a production of WUTC Chattanooga.